podcast. This is your host, Samara. In this episode, we'll be talking about the cryptocurrency market. So currently, the cryptocurrency market has been shaken. Okay, Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency juggernaut, hits 2-month low amid global sell-off. In a significant turn of events, the leading cryptocurrency Bitcoin plunged to a fresh 2-month low, breaking free from its recent narrow trading range. This drop in value occurred as a wave of risk-averse sentiment engulfed global markets, leaving investors on edge. On the previous day, Bitcoin witnessed a steep decline of 7.2%, making its most substantial single-day loss since November 2022, a period marred by the collapse of the prominent exchange FTX. The downward spiral continued into the Asian trading hours on Friday, driving Bitcoin to touch a low of $26,172. This level was last witnessed on June 16th, underscoring the extent of the current downturn. The cryptocurrency had managed a partial recovery, hovering at $26,441, 8 a.m. on Saturday, reflecting a 0.8% decline for the day. Now, the broader financial landscape was not spared either, as global markets endured a wave of sell-offs. Wall Street's primary indices concluded Thursday on a downward trajectory, with Asian shares on track for a third consecutive week of losses. These market movements were fueled by apprehensions regarding China's economic stability and concerns that the resilient U.S. economy would result in prolonged higher interest rates. Either the second largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization held its ground at $1,685.20, though it too had experienced a sharp decline in the preceding days. A pivotal moment arrived with the Wall Street Journal report revealing that SpaceX, spearheaded by influential figure Elon Musk, had liquidated its Bitcoin holdings following a $373 million markdown in their value. Musk's influence on the crypto space has been palpable, with his tweets often triggering fluctuations in Bitcoin's price. The report from SpaceX acted as an immediate catalyst for the ensuing sell-off, as stated by Ben Laidler, the global market strategist at eToro. Nonetheless, this incident merely acted as the spark that ignited an already brewing fire of risk-averse sentiments. Laidler emphasized that the broader crypto market, much like other asset classes, was susceptible to the ongoing downward pressure stemming from risk-averse selling trends. Joseph Edwards, the head of research at Enigma Securities, suggested that Bitcoin's price shift was also propelled by diminished volatility and a lack of fervor from retail investors. As the dust settles on these tumultuous market move events, the cryptocurrency landscape is left at a crossroad. Bitcoin's journey from its recent peak to the present 2-month low highlights the inherent volatility of the market. While the influence of significant figures like Elon Musk remain undeniable, the interplay of global economic factors and investor sentiment cannot be ignored. In the coming weeks, the crypto market's response to these events will likely provide insights into its resilience and capacity to rebound from setbacks. As the world watches, market participants and observers alike are poised to witness whether Bitcoin can reclaim its lost ground or if further volatility awaits on the horizon. Thank you all for listening. This is your Samara Moore, and see you all in the next episode.